for a long time now. So let me go ahead and grab that for you.
All right.
Let's see here.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Steven? Or Steve?
Yes, sir.
Great, yep. Steve. My name's Dan Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Friday, sir?
I'm all right, Dan. Thank you.
Good to hear, sir. Huh? Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah, that's what they say, right? Yeah.
That's
what
right,
city are you in?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. I'm based out of Huntington Beach. It's like the next city over. Yeah.
You've been there, yes. Yep, yep.
Awesome, awesome. How long have you been in Houston?
Born and raised here.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Oh, so you just visited out here in Huntington Beach?
Yeah. Kids liked out there when I was young.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, hey. back in the 70s, you know.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Your company, it's a Discount Garage Doors of Houston. Is that correct?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
That's one of them, yeah.
Got it. And then there's Houston Overhead Garage Door Company, right?
Correct.
Okay, okay. And let's see, I ran a scan online for the business. So I see you have the Yelp listing, you got Facebook, you have the website. I mean, there's Nextdoor, Instagram. You have a bunch of different directories. Did you set these all up yourself?
My son set them up when he used to work here. He's gone now.
Okay, okay. So your son set them up in the past.
Nobody's really monitoring them or updating them or anything at this point.
Got you. Okay, okay. So, so you definitely see value in being listed on that first page of Google, right? You need somebody to manage it, is what it sounds like?
It just depends on, you know, the keywords. You know, I've done this a long time, Dan, and mm-hmm. I've heard these spills before. Normally, I don't take these calls,
mm-hmm.
but the weather's pretty. I'm outside relaxing. Had that better today.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking our call. It makes perfect sense.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. All right.
So, regarding keywords, we optimize you for 20 keyword phrases total. So, if somebody typed in, you know, garage door installation, garage door repair, or any of the services we have you targeted for, your company is going to show up as a top recommended option where they can click to call you or click to view your website from that first page of Google.
Okay.
All right. We do bundle in with our services too, social media retargeted ads. Have you ever seen or used Facebook or Instagram ads before?
I think my son set up Facebook one time or something, you know.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So it sounds like your son handled most of this before. Got you.
He did.
Got
you.
Okay. Well, we would be able to handle it for you. Basically, the way the retargeted ads work, when you post on Facebook or Instagram, the only people seeing it are the ones following you or if they share it, right? So by doing retargeted ads, it gets out to people that don't have to be following you. So if they've done a search for garage door install or any of your services, when they go to Facebook or Instagram, you're going to have an ad show up on their feed where they have an easy, like, click now to call action. So basically just drives more presence to your business and more phone calls, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Now, before I get into all the other services too, let me tell you how these rates work, and then I'll let you know everything included. That way you know how it can help your business. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So our rates are month-to-month here, Steve, no contracts. We're a performance-based company, and we make this a completely set flat rate. So you don't have any hidden fees, okay? With the discounts that JP applied for you, I'm able to bring your monthly down. This would never go up on you, bringing it to $299 a month for our platinum package.
And what do you get for that, Dan?
So you're going to get directory submissions to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. We add you as the owner on all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize them for you. Okay? You get optimization for 20 keyword phrases on the first page of Google, which I kind of already went over. You also get social media retargeted ads on Meta, which, you know, Facebook and Instagram ads. And last but not least, Steve, you do get a client dashboard, which is a tracking and reporting system, just to show you everything we're doing and all your results in one convenient location.
Let me ask you an example.
Mm-hmm.
In Houston, on a Google search, you know, the keywords are critical now. You know, garage door repair and garage door opener repair, you know, these type of important ones, broken spring, garage door, you know. I'm challenged to understand how you're going to get 20 of these, you know, premium key phrases on Google, you know, monthly on the first page consistently.
So it's not like an overnight thing, right? This is a process. So the very first thing we do within 7 to 10 days of startup is we have your directory submissions done, right? In 7 to 14 days from sign-up, we have your Google listing live and fully optimized, and your social media ads are running. But for you to start ranking on the first page of Google, and that's like there's 20 listings on the first page, right? So for you to start ranking on there, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days. So basically... We get you up there and we keep you up there by consistently posting, by doing the content creation, the indexing on the multiple directories where everything adds up. And then we're going to help you with review tools too, because your reviews are a factor on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right now, I'm not sure if you know that, but your Google listing, like, you don't have one, right? So that's the first thing we have to do. We're going to get that Google business profile verified and optimized, and everything we're doing is associated with ranking. Now, while you're waiting, essentially, to get on that first page of Google, you have those social media retargeted ads running, which will get you exposure and get you clicks in the meantime. But for you to start ranking, it is going to be a process. It's not an overnight thing.
All right.
Yeah.
I understand that. So you go with your organic listing on the first page. That's what you're aiming for. Right?
Yes, sir. That's what our whole service is geared towards, is getting you on the first page of Google.
Yeah.
Correct.
On the organics, correct?
Yes, sir, in the map section. We do offer Google Ads, and we offer Google Guaranteed. I'm the main person that sets those Google Guaranteed accounts up here, but we use those as, like, upgraded services. You know, we start you off here on a Platinum package, and if you want to increase in lead flow or click flow, we have other options to do that.
Let's pretend we wanted to have a high profile on Google under premium keywords, you know, including, you know, the map section, you know, the map page, and, you know, obviously most of those are pay-per-click when you get into the, you know, pay-per-click area. What's the, you know, what's the higher package that gets me on the map page, you know, and top three, for example, positions under, you know, a variety of keyword phrases, Dan.
So
what would we be looking at for a real presence on Google?
So if you want with one of our Google ad packages as well, which includes, it bundles in with it pay-per-click, okay, that's an additional $300 at $599 a month. And when you allocate the $300, we get a coupon from Google for the first month. So you essentially have $400 running on your ad campaign, right? And then it'd be $300 monthly after that. Now, a $300 Google ad spend will go quickly. You know what I'm saying?
I already know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pay per click. So every time you're clicked on, it will take from your budget. Another good option, really, is Google Guaranteed, which is like, that's a pay-per-qualified lead program. I can pull up, let me see what the cost per lead is. One second.
Listen, you busy today, Dan?
Yeah, we're busy every day.
Well, good deal.
Let's see here. Garage door pro vertical. Let's see.
You know, in the early years, we had top three Google under any good keyword phrases, you know? And it was affordable back then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then everybody was driving up the price with Click and competing and upbidding, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be stupid. And by then, we had a large customer base, and between a repeat and referral, we didn't find a real need to bother with Google anymore at that point, you know?
Yeah. What program was that?
That was back when we did it ourselves. We just, you know, we went in and, you know, you could set a budget, you know, and your clicks were cheap, you know? And
right.
They got more and more expensive, and
yeah.
Competitors were clicking your ads just to eat up your budget.
Yeah, that happened a lot in the garage door vertical, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
So the cost per qualified lead that I pulled up for the garage door pro vertical, this is for Google Guaranteed specifically, that's at $48 per lead.
Yeah. And that's just a phone call. They could just be wanting to quote or, you know, this thing. That's the problem, see, back early days, there's nothing near that, you know?
Yeah, so it is screened on the call. So if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, give them pricing, right? Those are considered qualified leads that you're charged for. If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius or service you don't provide or solicitation call, those are deemed as unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged for through Google.
So how do they screen that?
So every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed program, right? It's not their phone number that's up there. It's a Google rotating number that forwards to your phone, and it's recorded not by like a human being. It's recorded by an AI, basically Google bots, who automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Yeah. To safeguard it to you, you have, like through us, right, you have a tracking system that shows you every single lead that came through. And what it says next to it is paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would be a average budget with your experience to get, let's say, 4 to 5 qualified leads per day.
4 to 5 per day? Okay.
For a month.
Let me see here.
Or the monthly average for that, Dan?
So 4 to 5 per day on a 5-day week, I'm assuming?
7 days. We're seven days a week.
Okay. All right. It's going to be a big budget. So 7 times 4, let me see. So 28 per week. Hold on. Now let me edit this. Oh, here it is. Okay. 28 per week. I got to put the month in, actually. So that'd be 112 leads. So your monthly budget for Google Guaranteed specifically would have to be at $5,376.
Let's see. And, interesting. So let's say we did 5 days a week. What would that do?
Five times seven times four. 140 leads. That would be 6,720.
I think we went backward. What if we did 5 days a week, 5 leads per day?
Okay. So five leads a week. You said five leads a week? Is that correct?
Five leads a day.
Okay.
For 5 days per week per month.
Okay, so that'd be
100. Five times five.
Yeah. 100 days. So that'd be 4,800.
Let's see. So, and then you build me a website?
I saw you had a website, but we do absolutely offer website development, creation, and promotion. We include it at no additional charge, too. I could send you a text of a website in demo mode. One quick second.
Okay. Send it to my email.
Send it to your email. Okay. Give me a second. Yeah. Find it real fast. Mm-hmm. Contact us. I don't see it on the contact us page. What's your email?
GorgeGeorgeofHouston@yahoo.com.
Houston@yahoo.com. All right. One sec here.
How many garage door companies do you represent or support?
Man, you got all the questions. Give me 1 second. I'll look that up. Okay. Let me get these emails to you though, real fast. Okay.
Sure. You bet. You got plans for the weekend, Dan?
I do. I coach football and I run lineman tournament. So I got a lineman tournament running Saturday and Sunday this week.
Let's see. Yeah.
Let me see. Garage door. 1 sec. So the first email I'm sending you is Google and Facebook marketing. That's going to be the that first package we went over. I'm also going to send you everything in writing on Google Guaranteed as well.
Okay.
Let me get this to you. How does this all sound to you, though? Is this something you're going to want to move forward with? Like, how are you feeling about this?
So far, pretty good. You know, we've been discussing increasing our business volume and just haven't pulled the trigger on it, you know?
Right. So it is something you've been looking into, though. Got you.
Yeah.
All right. 6.6. What I'm doing on the Google Guaranteed email too, I put the cost per qualified lead, and I'm also putting the minimum budget requirement. That's for 13 qualified leads. So it's not the budgets you were going over. That's per month, right? So this is kind of how our emails come through. And what I'm going to do is copy and paste to the subcategories in your vertical as well for Google Guaranteed specifically. So, coming to you right now. Boom, boom, boom. One thing you might like too, in that email, never mind, it's a locksmith. I thought it was a garage door company. We were featured on NBC where we helped like a locksmith company. I thought it was garage door though. But
I'm sorry, I lost you for a minute. I had it on mute for a minute.
Oh, okay. What I was saying in that email that I sent you to, we were featured on NBC. I thought we were helping a garage door company, but I forgot it was actually a locksmith company, you know?
Okay.
All right. How many garage door companies do we have? Give me one quick second.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to show. Let me just type in garage door. It would have to be in the company name, though. Let me see here. Let me do business name. Put garage.
Mm-hmm. I'm not excited.
It's not showing me the exact, like, amount. I mean, that I would have to, like, message our tech side or something. I don't know if they have a way to search, you know. But I know we've been in business 19 years. We've had over 10,000 clients, you know. So I don't know the exact amount of garage door companies we have, though. I apologize. Okay. You know. For Google Guarantee, too, just so you're aware, there's a couple requirements to qualify for that platform. So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work, right? So the company, is it currently insured?
No, we haven't never needed it up to now.
Not insured. Okay, got it. So you would need insurance on the company to be able to do that Google Guaranteed platform. They require liability insurance. And the other requirement is they do run a background check on any face-to-face employees as well. You know, just so you're aware of all the requirements. The business, though, is it registered? Like, you have, like, a business EIN and all that, or?
No, it's under my social media.
Okay. Got it.
I mean, they asked me one time about the word, we never used it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I know for your industry, too, for those Google to get, like, optimized, a lot of times they require us to submit the registration for an advanced verification. They'll also ask for, like a picture of work truck and vehicle, you know, work tools, things like that.
We had to do that to get our original, not to originally, but... Originally it didn't matter, then they changed it to, you know, work truck, signage, invoices, you know, uniform, whatever, DBA, stuff like that.
Right. Sounds like you're really familiar with all this stuff.
Well, we've been around since 1965, Dan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you would, like, for the, for your industry, the Google Guaranteed, you wouldn't be able to do because you need that insurance, the liability, but even under that base, the Platinum package, right, the $299 one I went over with you, for the Google Maps section to get that optimized, we're going to have to do a video or an advanced verification, too. So just a heads up on that, you know. We send that to you, though, like, at sign-up. Day one, like as soon as we activate your account, you get the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification email, you know, that way there's no delay in it. But, so Google Guaranteed basically wouldn't be an option for you at this time until you have insurance, but how do you feel about that Platinum package? Is this something you want to give a shot?
Maybe give that a shot if you're going to build me a website to go with the discount garage door.
Yeah.
We also have Garage Doors of Houston. So I don't know if, you know, Google, you know, has problems with, you know, duplication, you know.
They do when it's linked to the business on other indexes that they scan for. So that's part of what we would do is we're going to make sure that the website that we're promoting is on all the indexing that we're doing for Google specifically, you know?
Yeah.
So to answer your question, there is a problem. But you can still keep your Houston discount door repair, like, active, and it's a different name, too. But we can't have it linked to the Google listing we create for you or the Bing, Yahoo, Apple, you know, Meta, because it will hurt your ranking, you know?
Right. So what would be better, my Houston Overhead Garage Door Company or Discount Garage Doors of Houston?
It depends. So let me ask you, because I know you said it's like under your social, do you have any, like, which one do you have, like, a business registration in? Like, either from the county or, like...
Both of them.
Both of them. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's really no difference, because a lot of clients or companies think, like, when you put Houston garage doors, right, you use kind of like a geo-targeted domain, right? Houston overhead garage door company.com. It's more so in the indexing and the content, like the keywords that we're doing on everything. So you could utilize either name, but you're going to want to do, we want to do one name. At least, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to make sure everything lines up for that one that we're doing, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. I think the keywords alone, just in the discount garage doors of Houston, you hit discount, you hit garage doors, and you hit the word Houston.
Yeah.
So, it may be better when you go with it,
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It was strategic, the name that you picked, you know, for sure. But what we're going to do is target other keyword like garage door repair, garage door installation, you know, et cetera. They go over those with you in detail, too.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you to, this phone number, so the 713-462-4364, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yeah, that just forwards to cell phones,
Okay, awesome. So that is the business line. Perfect. And which company, so Discount Garage Doors of Houston, that sounds like the one you want to promote, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have an address here, so let me know if this is still correct. The 9258 Kempwood Drive in Houston, 77080.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that address, you want that hidden or showing online?
No, I don't really want the address. Everybody's address in it.
Okay, got it. And service.
We don't do the warehouse anymore. Or the showroom.
Right.
But we don't want to click on the map and wonder what's the house,
No, I get that 100%. Yeah. It used to hurt your ranking, too, when you'd hide the address, but Google's transitioned because they understand, you know, a lot of, you know, especially service company, you go to the client, they don't go to you. So we can hide the address, no problem, you know.
Yeah,
we make sure we hide it, though, on all your directories, you know, so it's all consistent. Okay, so hide address. And so just the Houston area is sufficient, right?
I'm sorry?
So you want to just target Houston, correct?
Yeah, the transit area is shady. Houston surrounded by, Missouri City, Sugarland, Katy, Humble, Cypress, Bel Air, on and on, If you do a 40-mile radius, or let's say 30-mile radius from my address, that's an easy target radius for us, 30 to 40 miles,
Okay. Let me put a 30-mile radius. It's going to be, so your ads will show that far, right? Obviously, the map section is not going to range out the whole 30, just so you're fully aware, you know? It can expand more, like, over time, but it's not, I can't search for a garage door company in Huntington Beach and one show up 30 miles away in the map. It just won't work that way, you know? So, All right. So Houston, surrounding areas, I put a 30-mile radius. Okay. And you're doing everything related to garage doors, right? Repairs, installs, openers.
Repair, maintenance, everything.
Got it. Okay. All right. And you said this business is registered, no insurance on it. Okay, got it.
Insurance would be easy to get when you figure out it. We did have a plan,
Yeah, it'd be worth it for the Google Guaranteed, especially in the future, you know, but We could still get by with the video verification and having the pictures of everything else for the advanced verification for the map section at least. But if you want to do Google Guaranteed in the future, you will need at least liability insurance on the company, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly dependent on the performance and value of what we start off with.
Right.
To determine if we want to take any profits and increase our footprint, you know?
Right. No, I agree. I agree, for sure. And we're gonna create a website for you for the Discount Garage Doors of Houston, right? You want a website attached?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, and we'll make sure it lines up everywhere we index you. Okay. Steve, just for account purposes, what is your last name?
Alford. A-L-F-O-R-D like David.
Got it. Steve Alford.
Alford, yeah.
Perfect. All right. And the next step to this, what I'm going to do is assign a tech to your company. Our technicians are experts in keyword phrases. So what they do in that interview that I'm going to schedule, and I'll introduce you to them too, we'll schedule it for a time that works best for you. But they're going to go through the keyword specifically. They'll go through social media ads, how you want that to look, right, et cetera. So it's basically all the fun stuff. And they'll have a questionnaire on your business too. And what that consists of is like, main goal for your clients, if you have a slogan, because we'll use that in the content as well to make it look good. That way it's not just like keywords all jumbled up together, you know? Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, Steve, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement, that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts, and I'm going to get all your confirmation emails sent to you as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Steve Alford on the card, or is there like a middle initial
Steven.
Two?
Steven. Steven, okay. Yeah. With a C-H.
Oh, with a P-H. Okay, so S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes,
perfect. Man, thank God for spell check. I just can't do them on names, you know? My wife, her name's Amy, and it's, you would think it's A-M-Y. It's A-M-I-E, though. So I had her name in my phone, like, wrong for the longest, and she was like, ooh, who's this?
It's a story there, Dan.
Yeah. What's that?
That's a familiar story.
Is it really? You had a similar situation?
Yeah.
That's funny, man. The billing address, is it the same 9258 Kempwood Drive?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And the card you're going to be using, Steve, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Discover.
All right, and I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Second here.
Yeah, take your time.
And before we do that, let me pull your setup on Google. What is your company name?
LocalSplash.com.
Let's see that somewhere.
You get text messages, right, to your phone?
I do, yes, sir.
Awesome. Right, you guys send this a little bit later, but I'm going to get it to you now. You'll have my direct line and extension, too.
My cell phone number, the 713 number is a landline, Dan.
Oh, okay.
So let me give you a number that I use daily.
Okay.
My cell number is 832-563-3143.
All right, so I got 832-563-3143. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, yep.
All right, awesome.
All right, yeah.
So I'm going to shoot you a text that has my direct line and extension on it, too. When you get a chance, just save that in your phone, because I'll be your account lead on this, okay?
Okay.
And after we activate your account, too, you get, like, your welcome text and all that good stuff as well. And just to double check, though, we're targeting, like, the number you want is the landline, right? The 713-462-4364?
Yes,
okay, because it forwards to your cell phone, right?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
What buddy, Coach High School, Little League?
Yeah, Coach High School. So I coach at Los Amigos High School. I'm the varsity offensive line coach there. And then my cousin, he's actually the head coach of Modern Day High School out here.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Where was you on with the Tornin' stuff?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm ready to provide you my Tornin' information.
Alright, let's do it. So I'm ready ready when you are, brother.
Bear with me, my speech is I used to be a pilot. I started having trouble speaking, oddly enough. And I quit flying. But, it's an unusual situation with my speech. It comes and goes. So, I can't really hide it. So, I'm sure you've detected that by now.
Right. Yeah, and no worries.
My cord is 6011 0116 5519 3366
0927
All
right, perfect. Yeah, I understand you loud and clear. So you got that from flying though? Like your voice kind of went? I'm just curious.
No, I quit flying because you're trying to control. It's having trouble understanding me.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a gradual thing. I noticed it was getting harder to push air, you know? And so I went to Baylor College of Medicine to figure out what was going on and all the neurologists, you know, stuff like that. And
right.
I had a bad motorcycle head injury, and it was a delay. And it was a delayed reaction from that, they just come to the conclusion. So in the morning, I actually talk perfectly normal. But as the day wears on, it gets worse and worse, I believe, you know.
Wow. How long after the accident did it happen? I'm just curious.
Well, it was over a year, and they associated with the medication they were giving me when I was in clinical care. You know, they had some type of nausea control medication that ended up being linked to other nasty symptoms on patients that had been administered it with head injury cases, you know.
Wow.
So, very unusual.
Right. That's crazy. I'm understanding loud and clear though, but I did like pick up on it a little, you know, but I just roll, you know, I talk to so many clients, voices are different and, you know, I just roll with it. That's crazy though, a year after. So what I'm doing right now, I coded out the card. I'm assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you right now. Just a heads up on the voice verification. It will ask you a few questions that are already asked. Okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Houston, Discount Garage Doors of Houston.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Offord, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is April 12th, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot.
Yeah.
All right. So client interview, we block off a full hour. Usually this call takes about 30, 45 minutes or so. The soonest time, so they have a 3 p.m. available today and also a 4 p.m. Those are the only two slots for today. Did either of those work for you?
Yeah, maybe the 4 o'clock. I have a doctor appointment at 2:30. So it should be done.
Okay, perfect. So let's book in that 4 o'clock then.
It could be a better day on. Yeah, that'd be all right. It'd be okay, yeah.
Yeah, let's...
Normally in the morning, I thought it's easier to speak, and I don't know, but in the morning, you know, I'll get through it today. It'd be all right, Dan.
Yeah, we'll walk you through it. We'll make it easy, and that way we kind of knock it out, and we start, like, getting everything in place, too, you know? So I'm going to book it in for 4 o'clock today, and then just let me know, though, because I called to introduce you to the technician. So if at the time you're like, hey, let's do it for Monday morning, just let me know, and I can reschedule it for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll accommodate it for sure, but at least we'll have it on calendar for today, you know?
Okay, you bet.
All right, so I got it scheduled for 4 o'clock. Now, you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI, that just means client interview, and EN for English, okay? And then 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to be sent an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works is they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I call first to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, though, they will call on their own just to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Text.
Text preferred. Okay. And let me pull up to, I think I saw, you do have a business Facebook page, right? Let me see. Yeah, here it is right here. Discount Garage Doors. Let me make sure this is you, actually. Discount Garage Doors.
Yeah, the website of the discount it's not active. That's why we need a new website.
Yeah.
My son used to handle on this, and he's no longer with us.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Did he, I'm just asking, did he, like, move, or he's working with another company?
He's gone. He's gone.
He's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no worries. We're going to create you a site, and I found the right Facebook page, too. So I'm going to link that so your technician knows. Now, let me ask you, do you have access, though, to your Facebook page?
I don't know how to get to it. I mean, I know my phone to get Facebook, but I don't know how to log into anything.
So I'll have
we're going to store you from scratch on this discount thing, you know?
Okay. So I'll send a message to our Facebook department, because normally they send you an email walking you through how to add us on as manager to it, but I'll send them a message. That way we can, and I'll let them know mornings are best too, but I'll have one of them walk you through how to do it, and if you can't get in, I'll just have them create you a whole new business Facebook page, you know?
Okay.
All right, but if you do have access, which, again, I'll have them walk you through it, but if you do, they're going to walk you through adding them on as manager to it. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way we can do the retargeted ads for you. Okay?
Okay, you bet. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I got all those notes in. Last thing, so I do like to explain these emails to you. Are you able to pull your emails up now?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. So you should have three from Local Splash Support. The first one I want you to pull up, it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
All right. When you pull that up, the fifth line down, there should be a blue hyperlink that says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
I see an invoice. It says access your dashboard.
Yeah, so on the invoice, when you pull the Local Splash,
it says click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah, so click that blue link. Yes, sir.
Okay. I got you.
That's gonna take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay.
Yes.
Now you can take your time reviewing this, but this is going to have everything that I went over with you in writing. The only thing that is not included that you'll see on there is Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. Those are upgraded services. Okay. But everything else is included. Okay. So after you reviewed everything, it will have you check a few boxes. And it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm, okay?
I'll do that right now.
Perfect. And that's going to take you to a username and password screen. I'm going to show you how to log into that in a second here.
Okay. So now I'm at username, password.
All right. So I want you to go ahead and, because I want to show you how to always get there, okay? So go ahead and leave that page and go back to your emails.
All right. The email. All right.
So pull up the email now that says "Welcome to Local Splash."
All right, got it.
All right. So it's gonna say we are passionate about yada yada yada, right? If you scroll down, it'll have your credentials for your dashboard. Okay. Your username, your phone number, your password's right there. But what I want you to do is just click the link. my.localsplash.com, and I'm going to give you your username and password, and it should allow you to just save it so you can always log in.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So the username is your phone number, all 10 digits, no spaces. So 713-462-4364.
Okay, 713-462. All right, got it.
All right, password, okay? It's going to be all lowercase letters, so no capitals, no spaces, okay?
Okay, yeah.
First, it's P as in Paul. P as in Paul. Yeah. So two P's. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be Google. So G like go.
Google. Got it.
Got it. O like Oscar. O like Oscar. G like go. L like Larry. E like Edward. Okay. And that's it.
Yeah. So you need to log in?
Yeah. Go ahead and log in. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. It should say we are working on your account, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's going to say please check back in 2 to 3 days. Basically, we start getting all the content in there after the client interview, right? So everything's going to be pretty blank. But what's pretty cool there, it'll say if you want to add some photos, click here. Okay? Those photos, they're key, you know? So any photos that you have, right, you do want to attach them in the media. That way we can use them for your website, for Facebook, for Google, for everything, basically, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Okay? All right.
What kind of pictures do you recommend, Dan?
Oh, man. Any good ones you have, right? Like, of garage door installations, motors. Some clients use, like, brands, right? Like, out of the box, what it looks like. I would just put in whatever you have on there, and we'll kind of sift through them and make it look really nice for you, you know?
All right. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. But that's always my answer. The tech side may have a more, you know, D-like than these, but I always just say just shoot everything in there, and that way we could put it together for you, you know?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So last email, okay, and this is really, like, the most important one, especially for your industry. So if you go back to your emails, you're going to see action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay. So when you click on that, that's that advanced verification we were talking about. A lot of times, too, your industry will require it, okay? So you're going to see on there tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license insurance. Obviously, you would skip the insurance, right?
Right.
Business card, business registration, if you have an invoice, right? And some clients, like, black out what they don't want you to see on the invoice. That's perfectly fine, you know? And then workplace is kind of tough in your industry, but if you're doing a garage door or something, you know, you could kind of – these aren't pictures that will go on your website. These are pictures that go directly to Google, okay? So just a heads up on that, okay?
Yeah, now, real quick, too, on the discount, you know, what we've always done, we always use the – you know, or make up decision overhead. We did discount just to get a larger footprint, you know?
Right.
And even when they called that number, we wrote their invoices up on, you know, Houston overhead invoices, you know?
Got it.
Same invoices we've always used. So that would suggest I'd have to print up, you know, invoices that say, you know, discount garage doors of Houston, which I can do, but I don't currently have those on hand because we've never printed those, you know.
So what I'd recommend then, okay, is skip that. Just skip the invoice, but if it's pretty easy for you to do, print one and submit it, but if not, don't worry about the hassle. You want to get everything else in. Like, if you have business cards in the discount garage doors of Houston name.
Again, I have magnet signs on trucks.
Perfect.
That say discount, but I don't have business cards or invoices. So, obviously, you know, that could be done, just hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, so instead of, like, waiting until that's done, right, because I've had clients that they want it perfect. They want everything in there. The biggest thing is the business registration, you know. So So you're going to want to – so if you click that blue hyperlink on there, okay, it'll take you to like a questionnaire where you're able to add the pictures. Whatever you have, add it. If you don't have the business card made up or the invoices yet, just skip those, you know? That way we could submit what you have, and then we have a Google rep, right, that we go to. So if there is any issues, right, then we can always be like, oh, here, we have the invoice now, or what, like later in the future, but get what you have so we can start the process. You know what I'm saying? All right. So that, when you sign up, you get a bunch of emails. They're all important, but I always say this, right? This is the most important one. This is the one that you want to get submitted, especially for your industry, because they require an advanced verification a lot of the time, you know? Let me see. Do you have any questions for me with any of this?
Not at this moment. I'm sure some will surface, you know.
If you do, okay, I'm really bit when, so you have my direct line and extension. I texted it to you. When you call in, if I'm on the phone with a client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. And if I'm not, I just answer my calls live. So I know it's a lot of information. Just call me. You know, if you ever have any questions, if you want changes, I could get you to the right department too. Okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
All right. All right, so as of now, I have everything I need from you. Just look out for that call today. It's scheduled between 4 and 5 from our 877 number. Again, it usually takes like 30, 45 minutes for the call. And if you're not feeling up to it, because I know you have your doctor appointment, when we call, just let me know and I could reschedule. Or even when we send the text about the appointment, you can reply to that too, whichever is easier on you, okay?
Okay. Yes,
All right. Hey, I really look forward to being your account lead on this. And look out for that call today. Again, that will be from our 877 number, okay?
Okay. I took the call.
I'm glad you did too, you know, 100%. Like, I've been here 7 years. It's a really good company. We really work hard for our clients. So I know you're going to love it, you know?
Yeah.
The phone number you want us to call, the 713 number, correct? For the client interview?
Yeah, because it's going to go to my cell phone anyway.
Okay, perfect. So it gets there anyways. Yeah. Okay. So I have your 832 number on there just for text messages, basically, okay? Just so you know.
Well, if you call the 334, you know, either way, text.
Either way, you get there via phone call, but I have you on there for the text messages too, so you get those, and we'll promote the 713 number though, is how I have it listed right now.
All right.
Congratulations, Steve. All right. Look forward to speaking with you later.
And if it works out well, we'll just ramp it up some more, okay, buddy?
Yeah, we could go Google Ads or Google Guaranteed, but you'll need the liability insurance, you know. So we'll cross that bridge later, you know.
All right,
all right, likewise, Steve. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Bye.
All right, bye.